This is Ozarks at Large for the first day of July 2013. Last January, the U.S. Department of the Interior designated the White River Watershed as a National Blueway, the second river to be honored in the nation. The title recognizes and supports a new generation of river watershed stewardship. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, a conservative Arkansas interest group claiming the designation is a covert government operation roused enough opposition to shut the initiative down.
A national blueway is a regionally significant watershed, highly valued for its recreational, social, economic, cultural, and ecological assets. And it fully describes the 722-mile-long White River, which flows north from the Boston Mountains into Missouri before crossing south into the Mississippi alluvial plain across East Arkansas. The 28,000-square-mile watershed was nominated to be a blueway by the National Wildlife Refuge Association based in Washington, D.C. The blueway system was initiated several years ago by U.S. Department of Interior secretarial order to both honor and provide federal assistance to designated watersheds. Nominating agencies in Arkansas and Missouri were thrilled to secure blueway status for the White River. 26 cooperating agencies and NGOs from both states are on board as an informal White River Blueway coalition, including the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Deputy Director Mike Armstrong.
The nomination was an outgrowth of some work that we were already doing with most of the core partners in the Blueway designation, with the Fish and Wildlife Service, with the Natural Heritage Commission here in the state, the Nature Conservancy.
The team became aware of the federal Blueway program and entered the White River as a prospect through a highly complex application process. The paperwork was submitted last summer, the award announced in January. But momentum ground to a halt this June after a small but vocal right-wing property rights group managed to convince enough people living in the watershed that the Blueway designation is a covert government plot. By June 26th, the coalition members agreed to draft a letter to the U.S. Department of Interior requesting the designation be withdrawn.
Yes, the state agencies will collaborate and draft a letter. Don't have that exact wording worked out, but essentially it'll basically say, you know, we appreciate the recognition of the watershed designation, but given the circumstances that it has elicited controversy about its interpretation and how it will be unfolded, we believe that it's best at this time to remove the designation.
That agreement came out of an Arkansas Legislative House and Senate Committee on City, County, and Local Affairs held at the state capitol following hours of testimony by federal and state agents. At center of the vociferous proceedings was Jeannie Burlsworth, founder and chair of Secure Arkansas, a state sovereignty, constitutional, and property rights advocacy group. She's been telling anyone who will listen that under a Blueway mandate, the entire river corridor will be declared a wild riparian wetland and forest buffer zone, resulting in the forced removal of whole communities and farms.
It was about a federal land grab, and that's what this was about, and this is why there is so much outrage, and the public outcry is going to get even greater if the federal government doesn't back off.
Burlsworth contacted 60 county governments up and down the Blueway, urging quorum courts to issue resolutions against it. More than 30 have agreed, she said, with 15 resolutions currently on the books. Even though Department of Interior Blueway's documentation states no orders exist to authorize or affect the use of private property or to exercise regulatory authority or interfere with state or tribal land and water rights.
Really? Because they say this is not intended to take private property rights, was in their MOU, their Memorandum of Understanding. But intentions, you know, you could intend to do, you know, set out and, you know, drive somewhere and not anticipate a car wreck, and you intended to get there, but something happens.
Burlsworth insists that if the Blueway partnership were to go forward, all 8 U.S. Army Corps of Engineer dams in Arkansas and Missouri that impound the White River for flood control and recreation will be torn down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They talk about in their own documents about levees and you know what they've got to take out. But yeah, I think every man-made dam, Bull Shoals, Taney Como, Beaver, Norfolk, I think they're all targeted.
Right, and I don't know why Jeannie would come to that conclusion.
Arkansas Game and Fish Commission Deputy Director Mike Armstrong.
You know, it's unfortunate, and then there's misinformation being fed into that folks that are kind of outside the whole politics of behind this. I can understand where they would have some concern in fear of that, and so that's what we as in the conservation community need to do a better job on that. You know, if we're going to move forward on our core principles, then we need to find a way to calm those fears or assuage those fears that this is not it's not going to lead to new takings or new infringements on private property rights. That was not in our consideration.
And even though the request to remove the White River's Blue Way designation will be issued in a posting on her Secure Arkansas website, Jeannie Burlsworth warns that the Department of Interior hasn't indicated it will overturn the designation. But in an email response for this report, U.S. Department of Interior spokeswoman Jessica Kershaw said they are fully aware the request is pending, and once received, the department will act expeditiously to address it. Jeannie Burlsworth's influence has even affected 9 congressional members from Arkansas and Missouri who've issued a letter to the U.S. Department of Interior claiming the Blue Way designation lacked transparency and public input and was unilaterally enacted by the executive branch without clear legal authority. The delegation has requested a means to opt out. The National Blue Way System was established in May of 2012 by the Interior Department to provide assistance to river communities to manage their own watersheds. The White River was the second in the nation to be designated. The first is the Connecticut River, designated in May of 2012, initiated by Patrick M. Cummins, Director of Bird Conservation for Audubon, Connecticut, and Chairman of the Friends of the Conty Fish and Wildlife Refuge.
It's been a great process so far. It's really helped to align various partners who have different interests, because it's not just a conservation program. It's about conservation. It's about outdoor recreation, which is an industry in some parts of the watershed, and it's about sustainable economic development, and it's about environmental education as well.
Hummond says conservative property rights groups also function in his watershed, but none have come forward to oppose the designation.
Due to the strength of this partnership, the grassroots, if you will, we're speaking up for the importance of the river, both as a natural resource and as an economic resource in the Northeast for the 4 New England states through which it runs. And that is really what got the attention of the Department of the Interior and had the site recognized as a national blue way.
So while the Connecticut River Blue Way has experienced a cooperative launch, the Arkansas Blue Way initiative has crashed hard. Amy Kober, spokesperson for American Rivers, a leading organization working to protect and restore our nation's rivers and streams, believes Arkansas Blue Way facilitators did the right thing pulling the plug.
Well, we think that the Blue Ways program is entirely voluntary and locally driven. And if the local communities and local businesses don't want the Blue Way designation, they shouldn't have it. So it's entirely appropriate if the designation is being withdrawn at the community's request. There are plenty of other communities, river communities around the country who would like to be part of the Blue Ways program.
But Debbie Doss, conservation chair of the Arkansas Canoe Club, a Blue Way supporter, is devastated the project failed.
We were really excited because we felt like we were going to get the recognition by the rest of the whole country, really, for what a special place this is.
But now Arkansas is being cast in a much different light. In a last-minute email urging support, Debbie Doss characterized Secure Arkansas's campaign as paranoid and pleaded for rational discourse.
You know, it's antithetical to the entire purpose of the Blue Way program, which is to celebrate partnership and cooperation.
Before the decision to withdraw, the White River Blue Way Coalition, including the Nature Conservancy, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Arkansas USDA Forest Service, Arkansas U.S. Geological Survey in Arkansas, Trout Unlimited, both Arkansas and Missouri Farm Bureaus, and state universities, were set to launch a series of public meetings up and down the river corridor to reach out to communities so they could design a Blue Way strategy by consensus. Instead, the coalition plans to regroup to figure out exactly what went haywire. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.